With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
HBO Sports and the NFL Films are partnering with the Detroit Lions for an unfiltered, all-access look at what it takes to make it in the National Football League with Hard Knocks, training camp with the Detroit Lions. This season will chronicle head coach Dan Campbell entering his second season, leading an intriguing mix of young emerging stars and established veterans throughout training camp and the preseason. Hard Knocks will mark the 17th edition of the 18-time Sports Emmy winning series and the most acclaimed serialized sports series on television. Stream the new season now on HBO Max. Hard Knocks, training camp with the Detroit Lions.
The Detroit Lions select Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end, Michigan.
Jared Goff winds up. Touchdown, Detroit. Josh Reynolds.
Here comes the blitz. Down the middle and on the fly. Jameson Williams, extra speed on the gas and gone. Touchdown.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to a Friday night Twitter Spaces edition of the postgame show of the Lions' first preseason game versus the Atlanta Falcons. The final score of this game was 27-23, Atlanta Falcons. I got my guy Peter with us. Peter, man, how you feeling, man, after that game, man?
Hey, I just, first of all, guys, shout out to the O-line, man. They were moving guys, literally moving guys, like the first team offensive line. They were dragging them 5-6 yards, destroying them. Hutchinson made a few plays. It was nice to see. Other than that, man, it's preseason football,
yeah, I mean,
right?
Okay, we're going to talk about all that, like, just in a bit. But, like, don't tell me that was not the most typical Lions-Falcons ending. Like, a regular season, preseason. I mean, these teams always are in a bloodbath game. It's always coming down to a final play or like the final 2 minutes of the game. I mean, my God. I mean, we've been waiting all these months for Lions football, and they greet us back with the most typical Lions game. I know it's preseason. It doesn't matter about the results, but I just thought it was hilarious. I thought it was
I'm like, oh, shit, Blau just fumbled. Are they about to score? They scored, and I'm like, all right, we have a minute 30 left. That's plenty of time. And I did not like what they did on that last offensive
drive.
Yeah,
that was
– I don't know what
I don't understand it because they were going towards the middle of the field a lot, and they only had one timeout. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they were trying to do, but, man, I guess thank God it's preseason.
yeah, I mean, imagine that being a regular season game. Starting quarterback fumbles the ball, they score, and then your two-minute offense is trash. That would be bad.
All right. Well, I don't want to just talk about the final moments of the game because there was a lot of good and there was some bad in this game. So let's talk about the most important stuff, and let's talk about the starters when they were playing in the first quarter. Let's start off with the offense. You gave a big shout-out to the offense with especially the offensive line and how they were moving, guys. And, man, how fun was that, dude? I know it's the Atlanta Falcons. I know they're not going to be a good team this year, but, man, that was so much fun, dude. And then that was exactly what I want to see out of that Lions offense in the first quarter or, you know, that first possession once they got the starters out there. I wanted to see them absolutely dominate the Atlanta Falcons, and that was exactly what they did. And that first drive, man, I mean, it was – everything looked so good, man. Everything was so good. The run game was working really well. You saw a bootleg from Jared Goff. I mean, and it was just such a beautiful drive. Pierre, what did you see in that first drive, man? What impressed you?
Everything, like you said, everything was clicking, play action. Jared Goff, even like his one incompletion was a drop pass by Jamal Williams. So he was perfect. You saw Goff, like, he's playing more confident. You used to see him kind of panic, and if his first read wasn't there, he'd kind of, like, just, I don't know how to say it. He kind of be lost in the pocket. Today, he showed he's confident. He likes his receivers. He was going through his progressions. That was nice to see.
Yeah, man, he looked comfortable today. I mean, it looked like, I know it's only one possession. It's the preseason, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to overreact and act like this is going to be some MVP type season for Jared Goff or anything like that, but that was encouraging because that's something you want to see, man. Like, this is a team that on paper you are more talented than, and to see them actually do it on the field and watch with my own two eyes, it was refreshing because, like, that's something that should happen. But, like, I feel like we say so many times something that we expect to happen or should happen, it doesn't end up happening. So to see it actually happen on the field today, and the Lions offense, the first team offense, actually put it all together against a team that they are better than, just straight up bully them, was fun, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And now going towards the first team defense, man, I'm going to put it nicely. They got a lot of things they got to fix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they have some issues, man. They have a lot of issues. I mean, defensively, you want to see them do more because, again, kind of going back to the offense, it's like something you kind of expect something to do. You know, you're on paper, you're more talented than this team on the defense side of the ball than their offense. And we didn't see that, man. The Atlanta Falcons ran all over your throat with your first team defense out there. So you can't use the excuse that it's preseason. They're not playing starters. They ran down your throat with your starting defensive line, even though, granted, you are missing some guys due to injury right now, but that's not an excuse. They ran down your throat. What was the exact number?
61 rushing yards
in that first drive?
That's bad. That's really bad.
No, I think there's a legitimate concern, a legitimate issue with this defense. It's still really young. It's still a really young defense. I think the offseason, I thought they did a really good job in fixing up the offense. I think this offense has the ability to be very respectful and very good, actually. I think they really ramped it up, and they put the pieces around to have a very solid offense. But defensively, there is some upside here, but it's still really, really raw. It's still really, really young. It's a work in progress still. I'll say that.
It's work in progress. I agree. The thing is, like, one thing with the defense is the DBs. I mean, I don't care who it was, whether it was Amani or Kuda or Will or whoever, they weren't that good. I thought Tracy and Deshaun were okay.
Mm-hmm.
The linebackers, you saw a mixed bag. Like, you need to see some consistency. With Derek Barnes, you kind of saw the same stuff you saw last year, over-pursuing, missing tackles. He did have a nice tackle for a loss, though, later in the game, but you got to see some consistency. I thought Malcolm Rodriguez was okay.
You know, but it's Barnes is showing the same tendencies. Like, he's still really, like, really antsy. And I think a good example is like a Jared Davis a little bit. I think he's going to eventually get better as a player. He's going to come more, you know, steady. He's going to be more relaxed in there. But, like, did it seem to you Derek Barnes was just, like, a little antsy, trying to make too much something, like trying to make a play every time, and sometimes he's just completely going the complete wrong direction?
Yeah. I also, regarding Jared Davis, too, he's the same player. He still misses tackles. He's really fast. He's still a good blitzer. He's the same player, man. I mean, I don't know if that makes the team or not. We'll see. But it was nice to see him call the plays. He's smart. He had the green dot on today. Yeah. So he just got here like.
Feel like this staff is going to use more of Jared's speed. And like you said, being a good blitzer. I feel like they're, like we saw today, where they had a lot of Anthony Pittman at that edge. I feel like, or at least I want to see. I feel like it's going to happen, though. And these next two preseason games, we have two more games. maybe put JD in a little more of those roles, like what they kind of had Pittman in today. Line him up in that edge spot. Let him just go after the quarterback and see what happens.
Maybe, but he was the Mike today, so we'll see what they, if they move him around.
Well, because they didn't have Anzalone on the field today.
That's right. They were kind of short on linebacker.
So I feel like they had to kind of put him in that role today. But, like, I think eventually – I think JD has some value. Like, no, he's never going to be the guy that you ended up drafting, you know, in the first round. He's never going to be that guy that you thought he was going to be. But I feel like he has a role in this team, and maybe – he could be a guy where, like, on third and long, you could put him in the game and just let him go after the quarterback because he's got that speed and he could tackle.
Hey, Prior Podcast listeners. It's your boy Malcolm here. And if you're a sports bettor like me, let me tell you about OddsTraders. OddsTraders is a place to compare all odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different signup codes and promotional codes from different sports books to get the best deal. This app also provides player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather, so the bettors can make the most informed bets as possible. This app also has bet trackers so bettors can keep records of all their games and betting activity. Looking to maximize your bets? Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Again, that's oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Traders, the number one site for your game day bets.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah. Just the defense, like you said, it's a work in progress. Another guy that I liked on defense today is your boy Kaminsky, former Falcon. Mm-hmm. I thought he played well
today.
Yeah,
he played well on the end of the game.
Other than that, not really much. I think Tom Kenny, like, could we make a case for him now to make this roster? I mean, the quarterbacks look to him. He's like a security blanket. They trust him. Other than that one drop, which wasn't the best throw, honestly, but you have two hands on the ball, you have to catch it. That's a rule, right? Other than that one drop, I thought he was probably the MVP of the game, other than, like, the first team offense.
Yeah. I mean, TK was nice. I mean, I was thinking about it today, or like as the game was going on, like where his spot could be on this team, if he, you know, how he could land on the 53. And I think there is a spot for him. I was thinking about it. I mean, the locks in the receiving core are Amon-Ra St. Brown, DJ Chark, Josh Reynolds, and Khalif Raymond. I think after that,
J-Mo's on NFI. So yeah,
you said who?
J-Mo's on NFI.
Yeah, he's not going to be on the initial 53. Yeah. All right, so you got those four guys. You're looking.
Cephas.
I don't think Cephas is a lock right now because he's not playing.
Yeah, he's hurt. Yeah.
So I think you have two more roster spots right now at that receiving spot. No one else, you know, outside of Tom Kennedy really made a case today. Would you agree?
Yeah, but I would also say Benson has that special teams value, though, and they traded for him last year. So
he does.
They still see something in him. We'll see.
I mean, I think I'm looking at it right now between three of Tom Kennedy, Trinity Benson, and Quintez Cephas when he's eventually back. I think two out of those three could make it for the time being as Jameson Williams is out. The other guys just haven't really shown much to me. Like Khalil Pimpleton, Maurice Alexander. I mean, there's not really much there for me to.
I think they're bad guys for now.
Yeah, I just didn't think there was enough for me to be convinced that they're 53 guys right now. I don't think they're really close, honestly.
Yeah, now, Tyler, who the hell is QB2? Because it seems like no one wants it. Boyle was playing okay, and then he threw a pick. Yeah. Lau comes in, is playing really well, and then he decides to fumble in the 4-minute offense. Who the hell is the quarterback to for this team? Is he even on the roster right now?
It's a good question, man. I mean, you feel like there's better guys out there, don't you? Like just in the market in general. Like I just feel like there's better guys out there than Tim Boyle and David Blau for quarterback too.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Like
I don't know who's out there right now, but
like what does Cam Newton do? Come on, like you can't tell me Cam Newton's not better than both these guys.
But Cam is like you want like a younger guy like develop like who you could potentially develop. But,
like who are you developing with between these two guys?
I don't know, man.
I mean, what is there to develop?
Cam's shoulders are shot, though.
I'm just throwing an example, man. Like, I mean, like, there's got to be some veteran that there's better than these two, man. Like, I just don't trust either of them if comes a scenario where Jared Goff had to miss a game.
We're fucked.
Like, there's no way you win the game. There's just no way in the NFL you win with either of these quarterbacks as a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, I have zero confidence, and that's, like, a terrible place. I don't know. I don't know what they do, but I don't think either of these guys are quarterback due. If I had to choose between both of them, I thought Blau showed some nice flashes in this game. He had a really good start, but that ending was brutal. The ending was brutal. And those are first third-team players, second-team players. And you're playing a bottom-five team in the NFL that's projected. I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't think either of these guys are quarterback due.
Yeah, I mean, today I thought Blau was like, all right, Blau, like, I see you, bro. Like, keep going. And then he drops the snap. Like, we had this game, like, done pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
In the most Lion way ever, he drops the snap. And then on 4th and 9, the most Lion way ever, they give up a fucking touchdown. Like, you can't make this up, bro.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that was, man. 4th and 9, that's too. 4th and 9.
I mean, that's why it's just funny to think about because it's preseason. If it's the regular season, I'd be so.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was funny, dude. It was funny watching it, how it all, you know, took place at the end. But let's talk about tight end too, though. I mean, we know TJ is obviously the lock to be tight end one.
Right.
Okay. I mean, we had a guy like Devin Funchess today. He kind of balled out today. Do you think there's a shot that he's a tight end here? Is it like a tight end two, tight end three?
Was Zylstra hurt? I didn't see Zylstra today. Was he out there?
He was out there.
He was kind of quiet. Funchess was kind of the spotlight. I thought Brock Wright was good too with the first team.
Yeah.
I think Funchess, right, he has to stack those days up too because, you know, he missed time in camp, so he has to stack these games up. And like I think Devin Gardner said it in the telecast, he has to find a role on special teams as well.
Yeah.
And if he does that, I think he has a shot at making this team.
Do you look at Funchess as a tight end right now?
I look at him at competition with Zylstra.
Yeah. Just like a kind of a big receiver almost.
Like a hybrid, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Griffin was in the game too. I think he had a catch or two. He has some fullback versatility too if Kabinda's not ready. So I could see them, if Kabinda has to start the season on PUP or IR or whatever, I could see them going to Guy Griffin. He could play fullback for this team. I don't know. I he did have a nice game. He got two more games to kind of show himself off. So that was good for Devin Funchess, though, because, like you mentioned, yeah, Zylstra was pretty quiet, and none of the other tight ends. Like Brock Wright was pretty good, too, but, you know, the other tight ends didn't really step up.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, man. I'm actually rooting for Funch. I like Funch. I'm a Michigan fan, too, so.
Yeah, Farmington Hills.
Yep, local dude from Detroit. Like, it's a good story.
Yeah. As far as going back to the defensive side of the ball, DBs, man, it's a concern, dude. There's a problem there.
Funny, I think I jinxed I don't know. I tweeted out
Cedric Boswell.
Like, Boswell made a couple plays. Like, I like this Boswell kid, right? Then he allows touchdown. I go and delete that tweet right away. I'm like, I'm deleting this tweet.
Did you see what I replied to it?
I saw the three dots. Yeah,
that was the first thing that I refreshed my timeline. I see your tweet saying Cedric Boswell. I like this kid, and I'm like, and that's the first tweet I see after the play he gave up. I'm like, wow, that's right.
He's a young guy. Just right on cue. He'll learn. But I do like the way. Other than that last play, I honestly do like the way he played. He was physical. But that one play hurt, bro. You can't. Like, you just can't.
Yeah, Chase Lucas almost had that interception, too, at the end of the game. Could have wrapped it up.
Yeah, see, there's, like, all these, like, almost what a plays. Like, you got to make those plays.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think as far as the DBs, you know, Amani's starting. It looks like AJ's going to be starting in the nickel. Then, obviously, you have the competition between Jeff and Will at the other outside spot. But you look at the depth of these corners right now. I just, without Jerry, man, I just feel like it's really weak. And if one of these guys were to go down, who is that next guy up?
Yeah, I think they got to make some calls around the league. Teams that have depth at corner, around the league. Maybe trade for a veteran guy if there's anyone. I don't know who's available. Honestly, I don't know. But during this time, like, guys sort of start becoming available. Teams look at their depth. They like their depth. Some veterans start to get traded. You know what I mean? So yeah, we'll see what happens there.
I mean, you just look through the depth chart right now. Like, Mike Hughes, I don't know what he is. Is he?
It was awful today. He was so bad. He was probably one of the worst players on defense.
So I'm saying. Then you go down the list, Mark Gilbert. Okay, it's like, do you want to start? Do you want to go into a game starting with him? Savion Smith. Do you want to go into a game starting with him?
Absolutely not.
Chase Lucas. Who else do they have? Cedric Boswell. Like, I don't know, man.
Bobby
Price. Yeah, almost had the interception, too. the depth is, it's really suspect right now at the cornerback spot. It's really suspect without Jerry Jacobs in that room.
Yep.
Okay. We didn't even mention this guy, you know, which I'm shocked. Aiden Hutchinson, the number 2 overall pick.
I thought we talked about him earlier in the show.
Yeah, but we talked about, did we even mention him? I don't even know if we mentioned him.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, my fault then. Okay.
No, it's cool, but he made that, like, tackles for a loss and then a holding call against him. So, yeah, he made an impact.
He's here. Hutchinson's here.
And that play he made, that was on Jake Matthews, who's, like, no slouch at left tackle. He's a solid left tackle, so.
Yeah, hey, Hutchinson's here, dude. That was fun, man. That was fun in that first defensive possession while he was out there. Making plays out there, but it seemed like outside of him and, man, was anyone else good on that first team defense outside of him? Tracy was solid.
I thought Tracy and Deshaun were solid. Honestly, man, I thought Okuda tackled well, but then he gave up that one crossing route.
Yeah, Amani gave a big play up.
AJ had a bad game today.
Linebackers didn't really do much out there.
The D-line got destroyed. They were running it all over us. Yeah, I thought Bucks was okay. Isaiah Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy that's like a depth piece right now, I don't think it was bad. He had that one bad missed tackle. He should have ate him up for that one play. Right. But overall, yeah, in that first half, he was pretty solid. I mean, if there's some injuries to be on this team right now, like if this was hypothetically the room they had to go into week one with, I think Bugs and Kaminsky are both guys we'd look at to probably make this team just with their, with their experience. I think Kaminsky is versatile too. He could play on the edge and the inside.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Hutchinson playing inside?
I liked it. We saw him on the left side, on the right side. We saw him inside. They moved him all around the D-line.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love it, man. He's versatile, dude. I think he could play all over that D-line, and I think he's going to be very effective. I love the third down package where he's playing inside. And then you hope once, or at least majority of the guys are healthy, you could put a scenario out there of having Charles Harris, Romeo Okwara maybe on the outsides, putting the inside Levi Onwuzurike and Aiden Hutchinson. That could be something.
Right.
That sounds a lot of fun.
Oh, Malcolm's here. Let's get Malcolm's thoughts. And then after that, maybe we'll answer some questions or bring some people. All right. Maybe Malcolm. Oh, there he is. Malcolm, what do you think about this game?
So there's a lot of ups and downs. I love the first team offense. I think the first team offense, they're in midseason mode. I think they're clicking on all cylinders. The defense, I think the defense needs some work. But then again, you know, it's just preseason. I know there was no game planning, so all the scrambling, all that stuff that, you know, Mariota did. I think if this was a regular season game, I think they'll be able to prepare for it more, and you know they'll be able to handle it better. But going to the game, it was a good game. It was actually entertaining. It was a good game.
Yeah, I mean, what about the ending, Malcolm?
That was some crazy shit.
Did it feel like a Lions Falcons game?
It felt like a Lions game in general. Goddamn it.
That did, man. Yeah. First game of the preseason, it felt like a Lions game. Right,
you're like,
away.
You're like, what
that's,
the fuck?
That's wild. That's wild, man.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It's a preseason game, whatever. But that
was Arthur Blank on the field? Do you guys know by any chance?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I swear to God, I saw him. I thought we were winning the game for sure. Well, if he wasn't there, then we then there's a reason why we lost.
It's preseason, so I'm not looking too much into it, right? The win, the loss, the record, whatever. I mean, I'm just glad that the first team offense was playing really well. Yeah, I just need the defense to go on to, you know, jump on the same page. If I can see a good game from the defense, like, you know, with these preseason games, like either the next one or the following one, I'll be all right.
You're probably done with the first team offense and defense. You might see like some younger guys play, but for the most part, those starters.
I think those guys need to play. The defense, though, they need to play. They need reps.
Yeah,
they're not ready. I don't think they're like mid-season, like regular season ready. The only one that impressed me on the defense was Aiden Hutchinson.
Well, don't forget they're going to be going up against now Indy this week in training camp. So it's kind of like you're not practicing against your own guys. You're going against a good O-line, a good running game, Jonathan Taylor and those guys in Indy. So I don't necessarily think they need to play.
I think some guys will play. I mean, the linebackers for sure.
The young guys.
Yeah, those linebackers. I think the corners still need some reps too, man. But like, as far as a guy like Aiden Hutchinson, I feel like I'm content, man. I don't need to see any more reps out of him.
I've seen enough about Aiden. You know, everything's there.
Yeah, I think Brockers is fine. Like, I don't think we need to see any more Brockers. I think, you know, he's a veteran. I don't think we need to see any more of him. McNeil. It wasn't a great game for him, but I wouldn't be shocked if they just didn't play him the rest of the preseason either. Same with Charles. I don't know. I feel like the D-line, even though it wasn't a great game for them, I just feel like they might just rest him going to the year. You're already thin. You don't really want to have any more injuries. I know an injury could happen, obviously, on the practice field as well, but why even risk it going into a game?
Right.
The offense, don't these guys need to play. They're good.
Yeah.
The whole O-line are good. The O-line's good. Don't risk it.
I agree. He's good. I think the three receivers are good. Amon-Ra, Josh Reynolds, and DJ Chark. I think they don't need to play anymore either.
I thought Raymond was good too with the second team.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if he's still out there just, you know, to get some special teams reps, but like either way, like if he played or not, I don't think it's a big deal.
I mean, you still need a receivers out there for these quarterbacks. Like you can't like me, you, and Malcolm playing receiver, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
Y'all think I'm some scrub or something. Like, I don't get it.
All right. You guys want to bring people up? Zach has been waiting for a while, so let's bring Zach up.
You guys could just request and We'll bring you up.
Yeah, just request to speak. Throw your shots on the game. Your concerns. Whatever it is, we'll bring you up. Looks like Zach is having some issues.
All right, we got another one. Just Zach, request again.
Sensei?
Yo, Tyler, Malcolm, Pierre, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, that...
What's up?
Hey, bro, I don't know, man. That was... it was a great game. I liked what I saw. I liked what I saw from Aiden, obviously. I felt like the offense, man, I was so happy the way they were moving down the field. And even when the second team and the third team came out on offense, I was just really liking the third down conversions. Whether they were through the air or on the ground, I just like seeing the chains move, bro. That was one of my biggest concerns, is not getting too many three and outs, not punting all the time, and we were able to move the chains. And that's what's making me happy, and that's what's getting me excited for the season.
Yeah, man. First team offense was – they looked good, man. They looked really good, dude. And I said it earlier, it's just like you want to see them do that type of stuff versus a team that you are more talented on paper. And I feel like what we – wanted to see and what we kind of expected to see, we actually saw it, which I thought was really encouraging because that usually doesn't happen with the Lions.
No, definitely not. And then, I mean, just the defense, man. It's just, I don't know what these corners, I don't know what's up, man, but we can't be missing tackles. We can't be blowing coverage. I mean, there was a couple of guys that did their thing, but I was just like, man, and on that 61 rushing yards on the first defense, man, like,
yep.
Come on. Like, I was screaming at my screen. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a concern with that. Actually, I believe Jeff Risden tweeted out that the Lions haven't really practiced against a mobile cornerback because, they don't have one on the roster. So that could also be another reason why they had trouble containing, because they just haven't practiced it this offseason at all.
And then, like, I don't mean to cut you guys off, but, like, the linebackers, too, man, like, from what I can tell is that they're antsy, they're jumpy, they're, like, they're rushing too quick, they're not letting the play develop, and, like, they're past the O-line, but then, like, the ball's going completely the other way, and it's just...
I agree 100%.
And I'm just sit back, read the play, like, I don't know.
It happened multiple times tonight with Derek Barnes, Jared Davis, man. Those guys were so antsy where they were, like you said, they're just not even looking where the play's going. They're just going towards where they think it's going, and it's frustrating, man.
Yeah, it's frustrating as fuck. So, I mean, like I said, first preseason game, hopefully it gets better. Hopefully they make some changes. And then, like, I don't know, what do you think Aaron Glenn's approach is to like, you know, they're in the locker room, they're talking. What do you think he's saying?
I think he's going to fix it. There's no way that they come out next week and do the same shit. You know, he's going to have them right. I'm not worried about that.
He's going to work. I mean, he's a great coordinator, right? They're going to work on it, but you also need talent. I just think right now they lack some talent on that side of the ball, honestly. It's a work in progress.
I just
household name on that secondary. That's what they need. They need a household name. They got nobody.
Yeah,
I mean, I love Tracy Walker. I love Tracy. Tracy Walker is a fucking dog. Like, that guy is one of my favorite players. And, I mean, there was a couple of things where I was like, could have did better. But there was a couple of plays where I was just like, man, like, he's just proven why he's out there. But we just need somebody else. We need a true CB1, honestly.
They need – so we actually had Glover Quinn on our show. And he said what the Lions lack in the DB's room is, like, a true veteran. Like, he said when Slay got drafted – he was there. Rasheen Mathis was there, right? Chris Houston was there. Slay had those guys to lean on. These guys, Okuda and Will Harris, AJ Parker, and all these, they don't have no one to lean on right now.
Yeah, there's no household name.
They're not even like a veteran. You don't even need a household name. There's not a guy who's been in the league for like 9-10 years on that roster in the DB's room. The oldest guy is Tracy Walker. He's 27. That's and cool. He's trying to figure out, like, you know, he's trying to take that step in his career.
There's still shit that he's learning.
I was just gonna say that, like, the guys that have been in the league for a while, they've never had guys to lean on, so it's been the same situation. Like Tracy, who does he have to lean on? I mean, his rookie year, yeah, he had GQ, he had Slay and Diggs, but like he didn't get the full experience with those guys. I mean, with GQ, he retired their year right after. Kawandre got traded, I think 5-6 weeks into the season.
Yeah,
and then Slay, got traded the year right after. So, like, he never really had that veteran leadership to kind of guide him through his career. And like you said, he's still trying to learn. And then Amani, same thing. He never had a guy to lean on. I mean, he had a great year last year, but, like, he's never had a guy to really lean on. And there's no one on this roster right now where none of these young guys could lean on anybody.
man. And that's what GQ said. That could be like a problem with like potentially the development of these younger guys. Like he didn't say it is, but he said that if there was a veteran guy, it would probably help them a lot because these guys just, I mean, they're young. Okuda's young, right? He's trying to figure it out. Will Harris just became a corner. And Amani, he's coming off an injury. Had some picks last year, but gave up a lot of yards. So it's a work in progress. Maybe they added a veteran. I don't know.
Yeah, defense is my biggest concern. I think it's been the biggest concern for a while. Offense, I am not worried 100%. I trust in that offense a lot. I liked some of Ben Johnson's calls, not necessarily going into the fourth quarter, but I think he's going to do a good job this year, and he'll get that load off of Dan. But like I said, defense is number one concern for me right now. They got to do something.
For sure. All right. Appreciate it, Sensei.
You got it, guys.
All right. I'm going to bring up Zach next because he was waiting.
Again, you guys could just request and we'll get you guys right on.
Can you hear me?
How's it going, Zach?
Can you hear me?
He's still connecting.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yep. Yes, there we hear you. There you go. There you go. What's up, brother?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How are you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
Doing great.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm feeling kind of optimistic because, I mean, as everyone's been saying, first team offense today, they were playing well. Like, especially the O-line. It's just so beautiful seeing them all playing together. Like, it's especially after the struggles we had last year with all the backups. I mean, despite Evan Brown playing well. But and that was great. That was great to see. But then it's just, oh, man, like, it feels like, for me, it's the linebackers and the cornerbacks. Like, safeties, I thought Walker and Elliott were okay today. Like, you know, I mean, they didn't give up anything too massive. And I thought they played solidly. But it's just like, Oworiye still getting beat on crosses and, like... And the linebackers missing their gaps, and then you know some of the same mistakes you were seeing from Derek Barnes last year that he still made this year. I mean, he had a nice TFO. It kind of feels like he's improved, but he's still kind of that same player where he'll make some flashy plays, and then he just isn't consistent enough. Like we need consistent play at linebacker, and we don't have it. I don't know, but yeah, that's my thoughts.
Yeah, kind of what we've been saying all along. So I agree.
Yeah, nah, there's no argument there. Yeah, it's a big, you know, it's a big issue right now for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I think if we could just, I mean, you were talking about the kind of the need for some veteran presence on the team, and it's interesting because I think definitely at linebacker. I mean, I guess Anzalone is kind of that presence at linebacker, but I mean, really, he's not exactly the most inspiring player in the world, is he? And like. And especially a cornerback, especially, I mean, because obviously Okuda kind of, there was a lot of stuff last year about him helping Jerry Jacobs getting accustomed to the NFL. But, I mean, he's still only, like, going into year three, I'm really year two because of the injury. So, like, yep. To have no one there is just, it's rough. I do think, I don't know, I mean, I guess we'll have to see how the season turns out. But I think... Just going off of, I mean, it's you can't make any conclusions based on 1 week of preseason. But I think everyone kind of thought going into this year after the draft and after free agency, they were like, well, let's see how Goff plays because you know the jury's still out on him. I think there's still he could play lights out this year and then maybe he become. I don't think that will happen. I think he'll be solid, but I think we do probably need to draft a QB. But like. I think even at the end of the offseason, we were already all thinking, okay, like we need another DB and we need another linebacker. Because, I mean, Rodriguez was good today and hopefully he'll develop into like a really solid starter. But, you know, I don't know. I think it's exciting though. It's a lot more exciting than it has been for a while. So, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Sure. And like a reminder too, this is year two of a rebuild, guys. Like, this defense can't be fixed in two off seasons.
Yeah.
What they acquired on defense was garbage. Literally garbage.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was going to say, man, I'm not really worried at all, man. It's just, to me, this is one preseason game. Yeah, they need help. I mean, it didn't look good this week, but I'm not really worried, man. I don't think our even starting linebackers, really, like Alexander Zone didn't play. I'm just looking for another help for Aiden Hutchinson because he looked like he was dominating.
Yeah.
Whichever way they put him, he was dominating. when he moved on the right side, left side, you know, wherever he was, he was dominating. So I'm just looking for another guy to step up on that D line to see who's gonna complement Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah,
and I think if we get another guy that can step up, I think the defense can be okay. If you know, we get in pressures on both sides, I think it's gonna trickle down and make everybody better. But that's why it's one preseason game. Again, there's no game planning. So most of those yards, everybody's like, oh, the first team offense gave him 60. Most of the yards came from Marcus Mariota. So the thing is, there's no game plan. They ain't game plan to stop Marcus Mariota. They just went out there and said, go out, guys, have fun. You know, so it's not like they're game planning to stop him. If this was a regular season game, this is week one. Like when they go against Hurts week one, they're in a game plan. They're going to game plan to make sure that he's not running all over them. Because if he is, it's going to be a big problem. If he's able to run around, like if he's able to do what Marcus Mariota does, we're going to have a big problem week one. But they're going to game plan. They're going to make sure they try to keep him in the pocket and do what they have to do. I'm pretty sure they're not going to come out with the same approach. As far as Amani Awuori, they're playing man coverage at play. You know, when you play man coverage, when you come across the middle of man coverage, you're bound to get open. It's hard to cover a pro receiver down the middle like that when they're coming across. So it is what it is, man. I'm not too worried. Week one, they try to make it vanilla. I'm just worried. I'm just looking for a guy to step up on the D-line. Let's see who that guy is.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you're right. Ultimately, like, it's too early to make any conclusions. And, I mean, I was just thinking about, like, the D-line thing. I mean, hopefully Charles Harris can, like, replicate his work last year. And I think especially, I don't know, despite, like, not even thinking about Aiden Hutchinson's, like, ability, but more just the attention he will now demand. I mean, you saw they were immediately double-teaming him, and he's still got that holding call. And, you know, I just think having someone else who can actually grab some attention on the D-line and be, like, a serious threat really helps out, especially Charles Harris on the other side. But, I mean, one of the main things I'm really hoping for is Onwuzurike Enrique can get some solid reps and actually start playing and start performing, and we can see some of that, like, penetrating that he was doing at college, you know? Yeah. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
That's a big hope. That's a big hope, man. Yeah, he has to get on the field, man. If not, I'm going to start calling him Sean Hand.
Yeah.
He's on the field, man. I'm going to start calling him Sean Hand, man. This is not good.
Yeah.
A guy I'm looking forward to is to see, you know, hopefully when they come back, well, when he comes back to be that guy is Romeo Okorah. I think when Romeo Okorah comes back, I think he could be that guy. That's going to be that guy that's going to step up and take that pressure off Aiden Hutchinson.
Hopefully, we'll see. That's hard coming off a ruptured Achilles. We'll see.
It is. Ask your boy Jeffrey. He didn't play too bad. He didn't play too bad today.
It wasn't bad. No, he just gave up that one. I think that was also was that man? I forgot. I got to go back and look at it. But
I think it was man.
I'm not sure, but either way though, he made a few plays, but like nothing stood out. Kind of, you know, like they kind of just. I don't know.
All right, we definitely need a guy. You guys are right, man. We definitely need that guy. We need another guy.
Yeah,
at corner.
I kind of feel like Julian could have like a solid year this year. I mean, didn't he have like 5 sacks last year? And obviously, he got limited snaps. He was only rotational. But I don't know. I think if he gets like solid play time this year, he could develop. I think he's. Obviously, as long as the injury isn't bad. But I don't know. I think he could be a dark horse to play pretty well this year.
That's another guy that's just got to be on the field, man. He hasn't been on the field enough.
Yeah,
I know he's a lot of people's breakout candidate. So we'll see what happens to him once he's on the field. He's another guy that needs to be on the field, or I will change his name to Deshaun Hand.
Damn.
It's either get on the field or your name is going to be Deshaun Hand, man.
Okay. Zach, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate all the best.
It. Thanks, so Zach. Next time we're going to bring up Nate, and after Nate, we're going to bring up Mike, and then we'll call it a night. Nate, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, man.
So I just want to say I noticed some parallels to this game to last year's preseason game against the Bills where we couldn't stop a QB from running. So you know how most teams, they have some camp arms that they hire during training camp, just play for the preseason, and then they dump them. Do you think with today's NFL might be useful to get a mobile QB off the street, just have them on training camp for practice?
Yeah, they have those. They do that during the season. They keep him on the practice squad. Last year they had, what was his name, Tyler?
Montez?
Montez, yeah. Stephen Montez. He's like a mobile guy, athletic, whatever.
So yeah. I could see it, like, especially week one. I think they're going to have, like, either a receiver play that Kyler Murray, like, on the scout team, or they're going to, like, just bring in a speedy guy, play quarterback for week one. Okay, not Kyler, I'm sorry, Jalen.
Get him to be our backup quarterback, please. we don't have a backup quarterback.
It's a battle for least worst at this point.
I mean, just like, who, if one of these guys had to step in and play a game, are you confident they're going to win a game for you?
No.
I have zero confidence.
No. I'm more confident in my running game and O-line winning the game than the quarterback. I'd want the quarterback to manage.
Like, there's got to be someone better out there.
You know who's out there, Tyler?
They're not going to get nobody else.
Blake Bortles is out there.
Oh, God.
Like, where's, like, P.J. Walker? Where is he?
I don't know. That's a good question.
He's still in the Panthers.
Where is that guy like that?
Oh, he is?
Okay, well, do they need him anymore, though? They got Darnold and Baker now?
Well, he might be back when the trash is again, I think week 16.
Darnold's on the block, Tyler.
Like, there's got to be somebody better than Tim Boyle and David Blau, man. Like, neither of these guys are backup quarterbacks. These are both third-string quarterbacks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why they like him so much. They like him. The staff, the organization, they like those two guys.
I got to say, though,
I just don't understand
about Tim. He's our hometown boy in Connecticut. So, I mean, he kind of – I have a bias towards him. But he just needs to – I don't know. I think he just needs more time just to, like, get used to play action plays and just, like, kind of do what Goff does. I don't know. Because I think he's just playing a little bit more, like, sitting in the pocket, going through his reads and just go. I think he needs some more, like, that pressure, like that forceful pressure that you do in a play action. We have to, like, move out, make a quick read, and go.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answer, honestly, how to fix Tim Boyle, to be fairly honest with you.
Yeah, honestly, was the first time I ever heard somebody say you need to be like Goff.
Well, like, because Goff was playing with confidence. He was moving around the pocket. He was doing the rollouts. I think doing that, just kind of making the game a little more quicker for him, might be helpful. Because if you're just sitting in the pocket, you might overthink things. I think that's kind of what he's doing, too.
I mean, he didn't have nobody to throw the ball. I think he didn't have any confidence in last year. He didn't have any confidence in his receivers, and didn't have any confidence with the play calling either.
Oh, for sure.
But this year, it looked like he's in tune with everything right now.
For sure, for sure.
So that's a good sign that he's in tune with everything. He got confidence with receivers. He knows that, okay, if I'm in trouble, I could throw it to just look for him all wrong. Most likely, he's open somewhere down the field. you need to throw it deep. You know, he got guys that can throw it deep. I like this offense. I think the offense is gonna be really good now. It's all depending on if AG can get this defense right. And I think AG will. I'm not saying it's going to be a great defense or good defense, but I think he's going to have them playing acceptable football.
Oh, for sure. Like everyone was saying about the defensive line, I think the big thing is just setting the edge. And we've always had this issue, and I think it's kind of a lingering issue from Patricia's past. I think once we get that figured out, I think this will be a very fun defense to watch. Because once we get that edge set, everything will kind of start following through it.
Yeah, they'll be all right. I'm not too worried. I like what I saw from the first team offense. The first team defense, we need some work, but they'll be all right.
If you guys want a backup quarterback, these are the guys I think that could make some. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Cam Newton, Mike Lennon, A.J. McCarron.
Fitzpatrick retired.
Oh, yeah, so there's not really much on the market.
Pierre, do you honestly think that the Detroit Lions right now, Dan Campbell and staff, is going to bring in somebody else right now?
No, I'm just, like Tyler said, who's on the market, so I just kind of, like, looked at some veterans that
we have. That's it. They're not getting nobody else, man.
Yeah, I don't – it's just not – nothing's out there.
Maybe at the end of the preseason someone gets cut, they'll pick them up, but as for now.
That's possible. Yeah, I mean, they have – they're second in priority, so.
P.J. Walker, come to Detroit.
Unless somebody's really good. I don't see it because they'd have to come in, learn the whole playbook, and I don't see it.
I mean, they're most likely going to bring Boyle or Blau to be the backup, but maybe just like get a new developmental guy or something in the practice squad, like something different. I don't know, something.
Josh Johnson.
Shit, why not? I mean,
yeah, just but it is what it is right now, man. If something happened to Goff, quarterback most likely is going to be Tim Boyle. And we're just going to have to just watch shitty football for a while.
Let's hope nothing happens for God. All right. Nate, thanks for coming on, man. I'm bringing Mike, and then we're going to end this
thing. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nate.
Mike, how's
it going?
What's
up, fellas? What up?
What's up, man?
No, man, nothing, man. Just, you know, I got a chance to kind of rewatch a lot of those snaps. Offensively, first team-wise, I think we look good. You know, I think that, you know, we're going to have a good synergy there. But defensively, man, I think I've talked about it with you guys. There's a lot of dysfunction with the roster, to you know, to Pierre's point. But I think where I'm the most concerned is it's like a puzzle of like three different puzzles. You know, when you were a kid and you had puzzles and you had all of them mixed and you tried to figure out which one was which and ultimately just threw them all away. There's a lot of pieces to a lot of different puzzles. And I just feel like they're trying to be way too multiple and they're not establishing an identity and the players don't have identities on. I mean, if you look at, you know, Harris to Hutchinson to, you know, to Owarie, to, you know, Levi, to all these guys, like the defense is just, there's just no rhythm to how they play. And I think they're going to really struggle. And I think, you know, Okuda, I think we're delaying the inevitable with him. I think he could be a really good free safety. I just don't think he's ever going to be a corner. And I mean, a high end one. And I think that he can play in the box, he can tackle, I think he can run. But I think similar to Jenkins, when he came out of Ohio State, just a big physical corner, one or two injuries, and you're just not the same player. And I just think he's going to be a constant liability on double moves. And I think that you've seen that play out. And I don't want to judge him on one, but I think we can judge him on his career. I just think he's going to struggle to be that high end corner that I think we brought him in the league to be. And I think, you know, I'm disappointed with like the last two round picks. I think those guys both, I don't know. I think Levi, something's wrong with his back. That's not a good sign when you're 23 years old and you got a bad back and you're missing time constantly. You know, and I think the other kid too, Pascal, these are two high first, second round picks, almost borderline first round picks. And it's too early to judge him, but you know, it's just, I don't know what you guys think. There's just so many, like, it's like bargain basement sort of, let's grab players and put them in this system. Like, can you tell me today what their system is? What is their system? What's their identity on defense?
Yeah, they want to be an attacking, penetrating defense. And the problem is, like, you can't build that in a year. It takes time. Right? When you have those injuries you mentioned, Levi and Pascal, I'm not giving up on either of them. They're both young. I think they both have bright futures here. But that's what it is. You have youth, you have guys learning how to play, and you're installing a new system. It takes time. Like, you're not going to build this in a year. The way they're building it, they're building through the draft. You got to draft and develop. That takes time.
No, I'm going to say this. I mean, I agree with you, everything you said about Jeff Okuda. Everything you said about Jeff Okuda, I've been saying this since day one. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I do believe that, you know, if you're talking about, all right, is Jeff Okuda, do anybody believe Jeff Okuda can be an elite, like a top five corner in the NFL? No. If you do, you're high. If you do, you're on some type of drugs.
Yeah. Not even
now. Do I believe, if they switch him to safety, does he have a chance to be a top five safety in the league? I think he has a shot.
I mean, he could be Michael. I mean, the blueprint's there. It's Jenkins.
Yeah, I think he honestly could. And I've been saying it for a long time. I was like, hey, he's a really good tackler. He had good instincts when he's looking at the ball. Like, when he's looking at the quarterback, like facing the quarterback, not having to chase down the receivers, but if he's, you know, backpedaling and just chasing, looking at the quarterback and having to make a play, I think he could be really good at that. So I think him going to safety will be the best move possible for him in his career. I mean, look at Diggs. Quandre Diggs did that.
Exactly.
I think it could be the best move for his career. But as far as the defense in general, I think we're panicking too early.
No, I'm not worried about this game. I'm just talking about, you know, you talk about attacking players. What did Levi Onwuzurike show you that he can attack? Did he even have a quarterback rush?
No, I mean, shit, I don't know what the hell's up. I don't know what's going on with Levi. I mean, like, shit, he might not even – I mean, is he going to contribute this year? I'm hoping he does. But, I mean, like, while I'm looking at this defense, I think Aaron Glenn is such a great coach and such a good of a coach that you saw last year what he was able to do with complete dog shit as far as talent-wise. Like, he had absolutely nothing. They had absolutely nothing and made the best out of it. Now, record rating-wise or you look at the rankings, they weren't ranked good. But, you know, you have to watch the tape. And when you watch the tape, you're like, all right, he's got to play hard. You know, he has these guys in the right position. You know, sometimes I didn't really agree with him when he rushed three and, you know, played quarter defense and dropped everybody in defense and, you know, gave a big plays on those drives. But he's a good coach. And I think he's going to have these guys playing at acceptable level. I'm not saying they're going to be great. They're going to be good. But he's going to have these guys playing at acceptable level.
And you paid Tracy Walker a good amount of money. And to me, he's average. You know, he's never been a guy that you look at and say this guy can ever even remotely flirt with being an all, you know, a Pro Bowler. Even
I mean, they believe in him. They believe in him. I mean, they seen him all that. They seen him all last year, and they believe in the guy. I mean, that's all you really need. And from what I heard is that other teams offered Tracy Walker more money, and he actually turned it down to come back to Detroit.
Oh man, if I heard
yeah, so, that, I mean,
time I heard that, yeah. that these guys never turned down money.
He did though.
So did Chark. Chark also turned down more money to play for Detroit.
Yeah, he turned down more money to come to Detroit to play with his because he believes in coaching staff. He believes what they're
pitching here. It's just too many loose pieces. And I think the only thing that concerns me is if you look at the 2 years of draft history. Okay, that's all we have to go off of. And you're right. I'm not expecting this team to be a top five, top 10 defense. But what is the identity? They can suck and still have an identity.
Yeah, I mean, what was their identity last year?
Zero identity, like zero. Like there's nothing that you can tell me, any formation that you tell me they excel in. You can't tell me that they're a good cover three team or a cover two team or, you know, going to be that three, you know, that 3-3-5. I mean,
you know what, Mike? I'll be able to answer this question week six. Week six, write that question down. Week six, we'll come back, we'll revisit that question, and I'll have six games to look at, and I can say, okay, this is what they excel at.
To the bye week.
Because the thing is, this is the thing, Mike. Last year, they had nobody, right? Who was on their defense last year?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean,
they had nobody last year. But how do you feel like that defense played last year?
I think they played with a lot of effort.
Exactly. Now, if they could give that same type of effort this year with this offense, I think they'll be a better football team.
Oh yeah. I just want to see an identity, man. I want to see a team. Look at it, you say, okay, this is a team that plays multiple sets, but their base set is because it looks like they're trying to do this. It looks like they're trying to do a 4-3 with some attacking wide, you know, almost that old wide nine.
Mike, remember, this is week one of a preseason. They're not supposed to let people know what their identity is.
I'm just looking at the roster formation. I'm not looking at anything other than the players, like the roster formation. I'm not even looking
by week six, I'll be able to tell you exactly what the identity is. And what they're trying to do. The thing is, I can't tell you from week one of a preseason game.
I'm with you.
Because they're really vanilla. I mean, most of they did is man cover. They played a lot of cover one today.
Yeah, and they don't.
I can't tell you what they're trying to do. I mean, from one thing that I did see what they were trying to do is the defense, they were moving A.D. Hutchinson around, which is a good sign that they're going to move A.D. Hutchinson all around the defensive line. So you can't just say, okay, we're going to double him here. You don't know which way he's coming from. So you move him around, that's great. I like that. Yeah. But that's what I could tell you. That's one thing I really got from week one of the preseason. I can't tell you nothing else because I didn't see. It was very vanilla. I didn't even get to see anything.
I love the fact that you agree with me at least on Okuda. I just think
of course. I mean, these guys, Tyler Pierre. No, I've been really. I haven't been the nicest guy for Jeff Okuda, but I do believe that he could excel if they put him as safety. I told him that after year two. That's a year two. Hey, I see he's a great tackler. If he moved to free safety, he could be elite. Everybody's like, no, he's Jeff Okuda. He could be great. He could be great. He could be great.
Campbell said we view him right now as a corner. We don't want to
play corner. He said the same thing. But I mean, Pierre, come on. Do you ever see Jeff Okuda being a top five corner in the league?
I'd see him if he develops the way I think he's. I still think he'd be a good corner in this league. Yes.
Do you see it being
CB1 for the Lions?
Do you not answer my question? Because CB1 for the Lions is not tough. It's just being better than Jeff
Okuda. A lockdown corner, like number three
overall. You could be. You see Jeff Okuda being a lockdown corner?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I respect Pierre. I just Pierre, but you got. I mean, by week six, we're gonna wrap together you and me, and we're gonna look at it and all of us. And but week six, if Von's Rieke ain't doing shit, it's time to take an L on him because I know that was your boy.
As far as Jeff, I think his ceiling right now is being a good corner, a starting corner. Elite? Hell, I don't see him being elite. I don't see him being top 10.
Why not? I mean, he still has everything. He just needs to put it together. The talent is there. He missed the whole year. This is basically his second year. He's still learning. Like, he's literally learning the position. This first year was a shit show. Awful head coach. Last year, he ruptured his Achilles. I don't see, like, why not?
The thing is, even if they have two games under their belt or one game under their belt or five games under their belt, you see flashes. I haven't seen dog shit from Jeff Okuda. How many games did Jerry Jacobs play last year for the Lions? Less than 10, right?
He looked better than
us. Answer, what was that? Less than 10? How many games did Jerry Jacobs play?
I thought Jerry Jacobs played about 11
Jerry Jacobs is what we wanted to see from Jeff Okuda. Jerry Jacobs, I seen flashes. He went through a period that he hasn't given up any touchdowns.
He's played in 13, started in 9.
Yeah. He played 9, so he's had 9 starts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, there's no question.
I see more flashes out of Jerry Jacobs than I have with Jeff Okuda.
That's fine, but I'm not giving up on Okuda.
I'm not giving up on him either. I'm just saying, I don't see a situation that he's going to be like, all right, like if you play a game of Madden and you turn that shit on, there's going to be a star under his goddamn name. You'll never see that from Jeff Okuda.
I personally see that. We'll see what happens, though.
Are you gonna take that?
Well, okay. The thing with Jeff is though, I mean, the season. I mean, it's still rebuilt. You could test it out still. If it doesn't work out this year, then yeah, you could look into it. You know, position swap potentially down the line. But I don't think right now. Why not give him the opportunity at corner?
And the thing is, I don't mind him being a corner, but I can see him being a good corner. I can see him being a I see as far as like his potential, he could be a starter.
Okay,
but I just don't see
a more important position, corner or safety.
I mean, it depends. It depends. Are you talking about being a good corner or an elite safety?
No, not the tier level, just the position. What's more important?
Corner is obviously a lot more valuable than safety.
A corner is definitely more valuable, but it all depends. Like, all right, so if you're going to compare, give me one good corner, a starter right now who's good.
I'm not comparing Jane Bradbury.
We're going to compare him to, and what's more important, him or
We're not doing this, Malcolm. We're not doing.
No, I'm not comparing okay, hey, let me or players right now. I'm just comparing positions. What's more important, corner or safety? Corner, right?
Corner for sure.
Yes, for sure. But like I said, if you're going to get, where are you going to get the best out of that player?
Okay, you see what happens this year. If he's not a good corner, then you move him to safety.
I could see him be a good corner, but he could be a good corner.
So why would you take him out of a spot where he could be good?
I agree. Hey, listen.
Because I believe he could be an elite safety. I believe if you're talking about like, all right, maybe a top five safety, I think he could do that. I think he has the potential to be a Pro Bowl top five All Pro safety. That's my belief. As far as corner, do I see Jeff Okuda being an All Pro Pro Bowl corner? I just don't see that.
That's fine. He might never be that, but if he could be good,
there's no way he will.
No, okay.
I opened up a can of worms. Hey, listen, what about Funchess, man? I mean, he's looking good. I think he's gonna make the team. They need that powerful.
Oh, Tyler, that's your alley, Tyler. You can answer that.
It's early. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they really haven't had a guy step in yet for tight end two. He had a good game. If he could, you know, continue to have two more good games, then yeah, he's going to make an argument to make this team for sure.
You don't think that he would make it as like your sort of hybrid slash tight end slash?
I think if they made the roster today, I don't think he makes it 53, honestly.
Remember like they had that roster with like they had that type of player in Furrier? Remember when they had Furrier?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like a guy who can catch like touch, because they need a red zone threat then. They don't have – Hockenson never panned out to be that guy.
You talking about Joseph Fourier?
Yeah,
the dancing guy.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about your jump ball specialist. Your
pretty funny guy.
Your 10 yards in receiver that can muscle for a ball. I just think that was supposed to be Hockenson, and it never panned out, or maybe it's still yet to pan out. But I mean, I think he could be that red zone specialist only kind of playing coming in inside the 10 or 15.
It's tough because he's playing tight end. Whenever he's on the field, you know he's not going to be there to block. He's not going to be there to block.
No, he's not a block.
So it's like a liability kind of, because like now the defense, they see him on the field, like, all right, it's going to be a passing play.
I don't ever think he'll line up in line. I think he's going to line up sort of in the slot, like your big slot
in the red zone. I just think that this team's missing that. They don't have a power forward receiver. And I think that that's something that I think he can play a role in. Now, do I think he'll make the team? It's probably harder, like to Tyler's point, but
yeah.
Somebody's got to make the team. Somebody's got to make the team that we're not expecting to make. And I think that that's where I think he's the closest one to do it, especially offensively. But listen, fellas, I appreciate what you guys do, man. I'm looking forward to having that conversation with you, Malcolm and Pierre and Tyler, week six or the coming weeks, to see what that defense does, because I think there's, to your point, there's going to be a lot those first couple weeks. Listen, they got four home games to start the season. If they don't start the season good, it's going to be a long year.
You know, week six.
It's a week schedule. I think they'll be fine.
Week six is a perfect time. It's our bye week, I believe, too.
Yeah.
Week seven is JMO target day. So that's going to be hopefully we'll be talking about some good stuff during that time.
All right, brothers. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tyler, should we bring this guy on? He's been waiting, or should we end this?
We're way over time, honestly.
All right. Yeah. So for those who requested, sorry, we're over time. We're going to close this. Thank you guys for tuning in. We had a blast pregame, postgame. It was fun for those guys who joined the live show. Not the live show, the live stream. We appreciate that. I'm out. Peace.
Peace out, guys. Yeah, like Peter said, live stream was a success, and we're going to plan to do those every week. We'll have the plan out, you know, what we plan to do throughout the regular season, and we'll go from there. But thank you guys all for joining, and we're out for now.
All right, y'all. It's your boy Malcolm, and I am out. Peace.